I'm going to have a chat. You ready? Our society is moving into a realm of fear. And it's been in fear for a long time, but the fear is growing and growing. Our world is a mixed up, violent, self-centered, greedy place. And as we look around the world, there's a lot of things that are happening which are the opposite of peace. And there's a lot of fear that goes around associated with that. And for many, many years in Australia, we've, I think, in the church, as well as in our community, become more and more fearful. I look at Paul, and when Paul went on his missionary journeys, he'd go into a new town, and he knew there'd be resistance, but did that stop him? He knew what God's call was, so he'd go into a town, and he'd see if there were people there that were willing to hear the gospel of Jesus. If there were, he would preach with them. If they responded, he would spend time and plant a church. And therefore, we have the letters in the New Testament. There were times where he went in and he was rejected and he was kicked out. There were times where he was accepted. But his call was to go into new places. There were times where he got locked up in a prison, but that didn't stop him. He knew what God wanted of him, and he was passionate about chasing after what God wanted of him. And I think there's a lot of times where we don't do what God's calling us to do because of what we fear. As the fears come, we can look back and say, prices are going up, we can't do this, we can't do this, we can't do this, how are we going to survive? As we look at wars and rumours of war, we can say it's going to come and catch us, it's going to get us, we're in trouble, we need to be away from that. We can look at what's happening in our country with some government stuff and say, well, the government's trying to shut down the churches, so we need to either attack them or we need to hide and get away from it. We have the choice on whether we chase after God or we submit to fear of what might happen. And can I tell you, Satan wants us to live in fear. Satan wants us to not do what God's calling us to. Satan wants us to run away from what God's calling us to. And there's so many things which we can't do as a Christian community because, and I'm just going to say it, because we're afraid. We might use different words. We might use words like cautious. We might use different other words. But really what it comes down to is fear. What might they do to us? What might they say to us? What might they do to make it hard and ugly for us? Going back to Paul, I'm not sure that entered his mind. Actually, I know it did, but he did it anyway. God calls us to stand up, to have courage, to speak words of truth. The word speaks words of life. To follow him where he's leading us and guiding us. There's times where we will confront society, we'll confront our community, we'll confront what's going on around us. And there's times where we'll live with the consequences of whatever that may be. And God is with us. Our God is faithful. Our God is true. Our God is trustworthy. We look back at generations and generations and generations of testimony of how good God is, of how God does things before we get there without us even knowing. We sit in this church because people chased God and followed through what they believed he was wanting them to do. We sit with the blessing of other people who have confronted awkward, who have confronted difficult, have confronted sacrifice and won. We walk in the generosity of those who have gone before us, the bravery and the courage of those gone before us. Let's not succumb to fear of what might happen, but submit to God where great things could happen. Sorry, I just needed to rant. But our God is good. Our God is powerful. Our God changes this world. Our God calls us to step out, to have courage, to trust him, and to be able to write the book of the testimonies of what he's done as we go.